Dale Watson is central casting, a silver pompadour, a belt-busting baritone, and songs about heartbreak, honky-tonking, and drinking, maybe a little too much of all. He is not remotely pop, but sings in the tradition of Willie, Waylon, and Johnny, and George.
Oh, I'm jonesing for Jones. George Jones is gone. How I love to hear that hustle.
That's Jonesin' for Jones off of Dale Watson's new album. It's out this month. It's called Call Me Insane. And Dale Watson joins us now from the studios of member station KCUR in Kansas City. Thanks so much for being with us.
I'm proud to be here. Thank you for having me.
You really do have a Jones for George Jones, don't you?
Oh, I do, yeah. Still today as much as it was then.
Yeah. What's he represent, do you think?
To me, I mean, I think the bottom line is he is what country music was when country music was country music.
Which brings this up, okay? And I love your music. Are you Jack Daniels on the rocks in a Nashville music in a Nashville music scene that's becoming more and more like Appletini?
Well, I agree with you. I think what's coming out of the industry has gotten watered down quite a bit, and I don't even think it has any kind of teeny to it.
You called your music or describe your music Ameripolitan.
I do, because to say that I'm country music is misleading to people, you know, in the mainstream of what people see on American Idol and here on mainstream radio. So I'm Ameripolitan. It's four categories in Ameripolitan music, which is a new genre. It's a honky-tonk, western swing, rockabilly, and outlaw. And I like all four of them categories and have a little element of all of them in my music.
Well, my bills are getting higher and my paycheck is getting lighter, but I'll take it a day at a time. First of the month keeps it coming up much too much, but I'll make it a day at a time.
I heard this song, and I was stopped in my tracks because I was thinking, you know, they don't write country songs about this anymore. This absolute fact of life that could apply to everybody. It's just, you know, that used to be what made country music the narrative of our lives, and you don't hear it so much.
Well, you know, it used to be the blue-collar music, you know, and I wrote that song quite a few years ago, and I was actually happened to pick which bill I was going to pay that month. And I think everybody has been in that position. And that's what I think what originally country music was about. It was just blue-collar people trying to get to the next month.
Day at a time, just a day at a time. I'm getting by, but barely getting by. No one knows about tomorrow. That old sun just might not shine, but I'll take it. Day at a time.
With that extraordinary voice you have, when can you recall people beginning to pay attention to it?
I don't know if they are yet.
I mean, imagine it. Like, as a six-year-old kid, did you go, "Mama"? I can't even get down there. Yeah.
No. I was kind of you say, but I've been doing this for so long, and my dad was a singer, and I definitely have inherited his vocals. And I don't know if anybody's paying attention yet.
Can I ask, Mr. Watson, do you ever have a producer try and push you a little bit more towards what's more commonly called country these days?
In the beginning I did, but I was pretty hard-headed back then, and I probably should have compromised more than I did, but I never did have that problem doing a record that way, because pretty much most of the producers got it that it would be no use to try to talk me into that.
Well, and they know who you are, right? I mean,
well, I don't know if they know who I am as much as they know that my opinions are well known.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
I want to ask you about a serious, very strong song here, Burden of the Cross. What should we know about this before we listen?
I write a lot of autobiographical stuff, you know, mm-hmm. and this was inspired by, I lost a girlfriend to a one car accident in Texas, and it affected me greatly. I mean, I went into years of grief and didn't know how to deal with it. But they put up a cross where the accident happened, and I would always visit that. It was therapeutic for me to be able to see it and to go to it. And they widened the road there on 71, Bastrop Highway, Bastrop, Texas. And they moved the cross, and it bothered me. So I had to go back out there and put it back up. And that's what this song's about.
They pulled up the cross to build a wider road, but they don't know the cost. That road's heavy toll. Years have dulled the ache, but I still feel the pain. And when I see that small white cross, I still see her face. They don't understand. A man needs to see his loss and the symbol that it carries, the burden of the cross.
It's a hell of a song.
Well, thank you. I think people can identify with that that have been there. I mean, there's a lot of white crosses around this nation.
Are there people you know in most of your songs?
I've always written about people I've known and the places I've been, especially when you meet people that put a mark in your mind and heart. And everything from a guy that works at a gas station in Australia named Philip, and shoeshine guys, and my brother, Lugnut Larry, who drives for me. So I think it's important to write about characters.
Yeah. It puts a real note of conviction in your songs, I think. And that, to me, is country, I got to tell you. I don't mind the lights and the whistles and new stuff, but one thing that's made me a country music fan over the years, and which I really appreciate in your music, is there's a note of conviction.
Well, thank you.
I've read you're on the road more than 300 days a year.
I know I do over 300 dates of playing.
I think I know why your pompadour is silver.
That's right. Oh, it's silver. It's getting silver.
That's a lot, isn't it?
That's a lot. I need a vacation, Scott.
Yeah, 300 dates a year, you sure do.
That's the whole thing. I do believe in that adage, if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. And I enjoy what I do and have been blessed to be able to do what I do for a living.
You know, you've set up the last song for us so nicely. Thank you, pro that you are. Heaven's gonna have a honky-tonk.
I ain't been to church on a Sunday in a year of Mondays, but it ain't because I don't believe in Jesus. You know I have to give him credit for the way I make my living. I'm doing what I'm doing for a reason. I read in the good book, heaven is a place where the only thing we'll have is all we'll want. If he said it, then it's true. So I got news for you. Heaven's gonna have a honky-tonk.
Boy, I hope so.
Well, he said it, so it's got to be true. So I'm going to be sitting down there listening to George Jones and Hank Williams and Waylon Jennings and Johnny Cash, Kitty Wells, Tammy Wynette, while I'm drinking a celestial beer.
Well, that sounds nice. Dale Watson's new album is Call Me Insane. He's not. Thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Well, thank you for having me.